Yeah, good enough. No, to be honest, we've played a few more games since, and you know, things seem to be going fairly okay for us. We're down one player, right? Danny Flynn has gone travelling, so he's gone away for the summer. So you know, we'll be missing him, all right. But other than that, everyone seems to be in good fettle. So we're looking forward to Wednesday night.
And I mean, like, when you look back on the day against Waterford, you put up a huge score that day and a fine spread of scorers. But where's been the hard graft, you know, to improve areas that you weren't happy with?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Padge Collins, the goalkeeper, made a couple of fantastic saves that day. So, you know, obviously, you know, we wouldn't get away with that again, you know, the next day. And I suppose the fact that we didn't get any goal either, like, would be a small bit of a concern. You know, we got 27 or 8 points, but, you know, we didn't get any goal, which, you know, you'd like to get when you have that much possession, you'd like to score a goal or two. So there are a couple of areas, you know, that you'd like to work on. You know, as I say, we can't rely on Padge to make 4 or 5 super saves again every day. So we'll have to tighten up a bit there as well.
Okay, and in the games you've played, I mean, it was your first championship out, and when you played that semi-final, but in the couple of games you've had since now and preparing for a final, like, will there be much change to your team?
There won't be a whole pile of changes, but look, obviously we'll have 1 in 4 change to make, and you know, we might, you know, we'll there might be 1 or 2 more coming to contention, but you know, you would obviously be overall be happy enough with the performance of the last day, so the team won't change a whole pile, but you know, obviously there has to be one change. And you know, a few people have come in now to the equation, and you know, really impressed. You know, a couple of fellows from the under-21s who weren't you know, as readily available to us when they were still in their own championship. So you know, a couple of them came in now as well. So look, we have more options this time. I would say.
Okay, you're taking on Limerick now, of course, who defeated Tipperary in the other semi-final, 123-213. That finish, so a 7-point victory for them. And you had the benefit of knowing you're in a Munster final, so I assume you went to see that.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, they were really, really impressive on the day. You know, their full forward line was really dangerous, and they got some great scores. And you know, you could really see they played as a team, and they obviously have a lot done. And you know, they beat Clare as well before that in the quarterfinal, who would have been really fancied as well. So, yeah, very, very formidable opponents, no, they are. So, it'd be a really tough game for us on Wednesday night.
And, you know, you've already talked about wanting to tighten up your defence, and straight away you mentioned their full forward line. Is that the area of the field where this could be won or lost?
Yeah, their full forward line is really dangerous. Tom Morris, who was full forward, not the last day, who was on the senior panel for their first game against Clare, with the seniors. So, and Willie Griffin, corner forward, was, you know, really impressive as well, a fellow who's went to college here in UCC. So, yeah, look, they're going to be a big handful for us inside here, and we will really have to be on our guard.
And you welcome them down to Páirc Uaim, and home advantage is great in a situation like this anyway, where, as you mentioned, they've had 2 championship games already, just the one for ye.
Yeah, look, playing at home is going to be, you know, a small little advantage. You know, it's you'd rather play it in Páirc Uaim than in Limerick. But you know, look, I suppose they're well used to being playing together now at this stage, and I'm sure that won't be anything other than a big challenge for them to look forward to take on coming to Cork to play Cork. So, you know, while you'd rather play it at home than away, but you know, I suppose, look, you know, Limerick won't look at it that way, I wouldn't think.
Now, it was something we talked about before and after the last match, actually, that obviously, you know, you're defending champions, but this is a whole new panel, so it's a whole new experience for going into a Munster final. How are confidence levels?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we have a lot of young players, you know, a lot of players with not that much experience in the county at minor, 21 and the way up. So, you know, for a lot of these fellas, it's new, and, you know, it's great. There's great energy, there's great enthusiasm. And you know, they're really looking forward to it.
Well, the very best of luck to you, Ronan. We're looking forward to that. That's Wednesday night, the Intermediate Munster Final, Cork and Limerick in Páirc Uaim at 7:30. Cheers, Ronan. Best of luck.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Lisa.